What's up, growing up hip-hop super fans? You are watching AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Boogie's intervention, Brianna and Christina almost coming to blows, and Pep not being invited to the party. Make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
And I got all my sisters with me.
Jana, ladies night. No guys tonight on this panel. Hey.
No.
Hey.
What's up, After Buzzers? You are watching the Grown Up Hip Hop After Show Season 4, Episode 5, No More Boogie Nights. I'm your host, Felicia Michelle, here, and next to me on my left, this is my left. My left.
Yes.
Is.
Yes, no, your left. Hi, it's Jamie Gray.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Shell's Yvette, and I am filling in for Jay Lamar tonight. We miss you.
Yes. Thank you. Jay Lamar and Howard are not here because they are doing their thing, getting busy, but they will be here next week. But this week, we're going to enjoy a ladies' night episode of Grown Up Hip Hop After Show, right? We can do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, ladies, let's start off. Overall thoughts of the episode. What'd you guys think?
I felt like everyone was doing the most this episode. Everyone was extra, very extra. Extra, read all about it. Even starting off from the whole intervention, from when Brianna and Boogie got out the car to when they got into the whole room with the intervention. It was just a lot going on. I have a lot of opinions, and we'll get into that, but yeah.
I felt this episode was very busy. I didn't really... It was, like, so much going on. It was, like, I didn't really know where to tailor my focus to. It's, like, Angela, Vanessa. It's, like, Boogie, Brianna, Christina. I was just, like, all over the place.
I definitely see where you're going with that because it was, like, a lot of different situations that were kind of separate and connected, of course, but very much in their own kind of arenas or areas.
But they were all, like, sensitive, kind of dramatic situations.
Yeah, it was, like, no type of balance. Like, I like to see someone be happy, someone do something adventurous, then I want to see a little bit of drama, not just drama.
Everywhere.
Like, this is too much for me.
I want the drama. Bring on the drama. That's how
like,
we watch
I
this show.
Popcorn.
That's how we watch reality TV.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, I was definitely eating my popcorn as I was watching this and enjoying it. So, first off, let's talk about the elephant in the room, like, the biggest subject of the entire episode,
Which
is Boogie's intervention. We left off, you know, seeing that from last week that this was actually happening. Brianna was taking him in there. She turns, tells him that she loves him. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, he walks into a room full of loved ones, family, and friends. There's so much to talk about with this. So what were your initial thoughts of this?
First of all, I was cracking up when Brianna goes and turns to him. She's like, I love you. First of all, did I do her voice right? Okay. I love you. And I'm sitting here like, what is this whole disclaimer? And, you know, I wasn't really feeling her saying that because clearly he's being bombarded into a situation. That's what interventions are about. But I just felt like the entire thing was a bit too much, not just for me, but clearly for Boogie. Like, I love how they want to have all his friends and loved ones around, but how is this exactly supposed to help him? The cameras are not going to make it any better.
No.
So I was actually kind of team Boogie on this. Maybe, you know, I'm not in that situation, but it could have been handled a lot differently, especially, just get back to
it
me
just,
because I have so many things
yeah.
to say.
What's up, Shells? What
was,
you thinking?
It was just, like, it was so drama. Like you said, I love you. And then it's like the door opens and it's like, what's going on? It's like,
well,
you know.
Brianna is dramatic.
She is dramatic. But then I also feel, I am team Boogie on this as well because I feel like he had a right to be defensive. I feel like it's embarrassing. You know, he already probably didn't even want to go. And then you have all these people in there, you know, who are just there at, some of them were spectators, to be honest. You know, with intervention, they're supposed to be like your loved ones and your family, your friends.
That's true.
But some of them were just like,
We don't know how editing happened, if everyone got a chance to speak. And we also do not know if, you know, we don't know how long he was actually in the room to even give people the opportunity to speak because he got upset and he was kind of over it. Speaking of editing, we talked about this, me and Jamie, while we were watching. It kind of was like the whole, we're going to talk about this in a second with Brianna and Christina. I'm going to stop saying your name.
Just say Chris.
Say Chris.
Christina. She calls her whole, that's her whole name. Her mama name is Christina.
So I'm going to call her Christina.
Yes. And it seemed like Christina had cut off Brianna in talking, and so editing plays a fact.
Okay, I definitely feel like that was an edit, and that it didn't actually happen, because when it went to the behind the scenes of Brianna talking, I was like, she's trying to create a problem. Like, what issue was there?
For sure.
You know? So I felt like that was definitely an edit. But as far as Boogie, he seemed very irritated. He looked like everything was going through one ear and out the other. And granted, I think he has a right to be irritated because they're bombarding him. They're this so-called intervention.
Intervention is a comfortable situation for
anyone. But it was just, I mean, he went in on a defense. You know what I mean? And he did look absolutely agitated. But who wouldn't be agitated?
Well, he has every right to be agitated at this point because I feel like, Dame, this is your son. I'm trying to imagine, like, my dad and my brother. The way that Boogie was talking to Dame, like, that's your dad at the end of the day. Granted, he was raised a little bit differently, and I think that's the main reason why he's reacting the way that he does with the alcohol and the drugs. And we learned later on that he does a lot.
Yes.
You know, I think obsessive. That there's a reason for that. So I think Dame needs to stop trying to get all these other people in. And I think he could have done more. Like, honestly, I expected them to fight. Like,
it did get really heated there. And for me, he denied it. He was like, I'm not doing these things. I'm not actually, this is not what I'm doing. And he has adamantly denied that many times.
Which is expected for people that,
who might be an addict. They're going to deny that they have an addiction or a problem, you know.
I just think there was a different way they could have went about it.
So my thing is, I thought this was hilarious. I was laughing. I'm sorry. When Dame's girlfriend started to, well, it wasn't funny, but when she started to, like, say all these occurrences, the things that happened, including but not limited to flipping cars, being picked up at the hospital, almost falling out of windows, and she's like crying, and she's like, oh, and just to watch somebody change from who they used to be, and then he's like, convenient that you cry when the cameras are
absolutely
on. I was weak. I thought that was hilarious.
Clearly they do not like her like that.
No.
Because I feel like even Brianna was like shading her towards the end as well, but when she said flipping cars, like, I was listening like, flipping cars, like, how do you flip a car? What exactly are you doing?
Crack.
No, I'm just kidding. Tell it like it is.
No, I'm just kidding. Crack.
That's not on the list of substances that
he uses. It wasn't. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. He does not do crack cocaine, guys. He didn't list it, at least.
Thank you. That was a good idea.
Just to be clear.
You never know.
The thing about the intervention that I didn't, and about Dame you're talking about, I think there was a lack of sensitivity, and we saw that, and we saw and now know how strained their relationship really is. And maybe we didn't know at first, and we just kind of saw like a dad being hard on his son.
Yeah, and that's what to say it's a father-son dynamic. It's like, how soft do you want it? I feel like that's where moms take that emotional place.
I feel like
place.
Dame was really soft, especially him being from New York. Like, you just have a certain, like, idea of how men are out there, and I feel like for him to be Dame Dash from, you know, back in the Rockefeller days and all that, he just seemed like someone who's completely different, especially from the Dame that I saw in that Breakfast Club interview.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, so who is this, and how are you not controlling your son? I don't care how old Boogie is. Like, I can't imagine my brother talking to my dad like that. Like, no matter how old my dad is, I feel like they would be fighting somewhat. But straight up disrespectful.
There's just a strained relationship there, and there's a way I think that he could have handled it a lot better with him, considering the fact that, you know, we watched him get up and leave. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the people who were there, the professionals they were there. Mm-hmm. I thought they really took it seriously and handled it well. I get where Boogie's point was. Y'all could have done this without the cameras. We didn't need the cameras.
Absolutely.
And then he's like, get the cameras out. Get the cameras
that
out.
That got on my nerves.
Your audio is still rolling. Baby, all I need is sound.
Right. It's just to add, I feel like, to add that extra drama. Like,
clearly,
of course, because we
like,
need that.
Down. Like, stop it. He's doing the most this whole entire episode.
But you guys, like, what would we expect from Damon? Like, it's Damon Dash. Like, what do we expect him to really go in there and do? Hold his hand? I don't think so, you know?
I didn't expect it to happen like that. When Boogie left and we saw him outside holding his Urban Outfitters bag, I don't know where he was going.
You know what?
I don't know where he was going, but he was holding his Urban Outfitters bag and he was headed to leave. And, you know, he was going to leave. He called his friend. He was like, come get me. And the professional was able to talk him down off that ledge. And he was so ready to go. And in my head, I was like, oh my goodness, that's so good. And then here comes Dame. We going 50, 51, 50 years.
Yes.
Like, bro, like, you
where
just came and made it like
from?
10 times worse.
Can you just come out and find out what's going on? Because if he wanted to leave, I'm pretty sure he could have left. He has Uber. I'm sure he has Lyft. I'm sure he has access to transportation to get out of there. So
it's like you gotta go by yourself.
Just based off of that interaction alone, like, I have so many thoughts about it, but can you imagine the type of childhood that Boogie had?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, from the early millennium, you know, when Dame was actually super relevant. Can you imagine? Remember the music videos?
My people were shady.
It was very shady.
I feel like that was irrelevant. Dax, let us know in the comments or in the live chat because he was a completely different person. And I feel like he, of course, is going to put that on his son, his offspring. And this is a point that I made earlier, and I told our co-host this as well, but Boogie was really close with Aaliyah when Dame and him were, when Dame and Aaliyah were dating. And there's even a picture of them. You can Google it, but
it's super cute.
It is very cute.
Super cute. It's super adorable. He looked like he had to be about probably between eight and 10 years old. And I remember when I was my age, I was devastated when Aaliyah died. And he actually knew her. So imagine trying to deal with that as you're young and then you're seeing your dad do all these things and he's dating other women, and you know, it's just, I feel like he went through a lot.
And from this dynamic, you can tell that Boogie is absolutely like hypersensitive, and then Damon Dash is aggressive. So when you put that together, they were in a household. You have one sensitive child based off of events, and you have an aggressive father.
He's very extreme.
But how do we know? That's what I was thinking in my mind watching it. How do we know this wasn't Dame Dash scaling back and being kind of sensitive? I felt with the whole kissing him on the face and like, I love you, I love you. I was like, okay, I kind of see Dame softening up because he might understand that his son is a little sensitive because, you know, he could have just like punched him in the chest, you know, and just been like, man up, let's get out of here, NY style, sudden, like, you know, you know what I mean? So I think we saw Dame kind of scale it down just a little bit.
So I want to bring out one more point too. So Boogie eventually does decide to take help. And we see that his progression throughout the episode and different scenes. They work in with other people's scenes, too. But towards the end, we saw that he was saying his relationship with his dad was strained because his dad was telling him, you need help, but rehab costs $60,000, and I'm not going to pay for you to do that. But we'll go and tell everybody else. And I get why he's frustrated with that, because I love my mother to death. She's beautiful. Mommy, I love you. But when she tells my business, even when it's not something I feel super serious, just because I'm a private person and he strikes me as a private person.
Very private.
It irritates me. It makes me super mad at her, and it makes me be like, not super mad, but it makes me upset. And sometimes it's like, kind of, it's hard to open up because it's like, I don't want you to tell that to people. Because some things, even though you think it's not bad, to me, I want to keep it to myself. I'm embarrassed about it. If I had this problem, I would be very embarrassed. I wouldn't want my dad to be talking to people about it, because who knows? He talks freely to Brianna about it. And
especially since they're all adults, too. It's like, now it's like I saw this tweet. Your friend, who is not my friend, should not know my business. So I don't care if it's a family friend, a close friend. Like, what I tell you is what I tell you. That's our personal family business. And I think they're just too comfortable. And even with the clip that they had showed but hid from the public from last week's episode,
they showed us but didn't show.
To see it. I need to see it because, you know, I just, some things I need to see to believe. And with Boogie, because he has this whole facade, it's hard to see that he would be like that. And so I take it seriously, but I feel like it would really hit home if I actually see, like, how bad or drastic this is.
Does this often feel like an episode of Dr. Phil to you guys? Like, they're so two extremes, and it's, like, both seemed quite believable.
It was, like, Dr. Phil mixed in with Dr. Oz, mixed in with the doctors.
Oprah.
I don't know about you guys, but that was a huge bomb for me, at least. I was kind of taken back in shock when I found out Dame Dash didn't want to pay for it. Because it's like, how could you want your son to get help? And then he said he would find him, and I agree, he said he would find him in the house with drugs, wouldn't do a thing about it, and then denied actually funding up the money for it. And then it's like, now you do an intervention out of all the times.
Also, so he said that it's 60 grand, but not every rehab center is going to be 60 grand.
Exactly.
Granted, you want quality, but that's when you do your research. So this has been going on for years.
It could have been a matter of privacy, too. Maybe paying for a facility that costs a little bit more money will give you a little bit more privacy. Some place where celebrity and celebrity kids go.
But since it's LA, I feel like if you go to a place that's supposedly exclusive, just like we always knew about, you know, Lindsay Lohan and all these other people who were in those
rehab
centers.
But we never knew if it was in LA or not, because Dame's roots and ties are in New York on the East Coast. So we don't necessarily know where this facility was at. So who's to say, you know, you just don't know. There's like a lot of different places all over the country for that.
I mean, does he not have $60,000? I was confused about that.
Thank you.
Going back to relevancy.
Thank you. Yes. That's the other thing. I was like, even.
Dame,
come on. $60,000.
Come on.
Cough it up, Dame. Give that coin.
I'm not counting anybody's money. So.
Stingy fathers.
You think he. I don't know.
Perhaps.
No. Speaking of stinginess.
Ooh.
I want to be stingy with all of the views and all of the listens here. seriously, I want to be stingy with all of them. So make sure that you guys check us out on iTunes.
Yes.
There is a ton of amazing shows at AfterBuzz TV. We cover America's favorite TV shows every single week. Make sure that you go and like and subscribe and comment. We read them. We check them out. We appreciate it all so much. And give us 5 stars.
Yes.
The other
four
don't work. 5 stars, 'cause
the other four don't work. Yeah.
All five. Yes, we need all five. So, during that intervention, and during that situation. I don't even know what to call that. Brianna and Kristania.
Oh, it was a mess.
It was a hot mess.
I was not ready for that. I did not expect that.
So I expected it when we saw that thing in editing where it looked like Kristania was cutting Brianna off.
That dramatic edit, yes. Mm-hmm.
That was totally fake. We caught you. That was fake. Super edit. What were your thoughts on that?
I thought it was so insensitive.
Yeah.
And it was the most attention-seeking thing I had ever seen before. You took the time during this dramatic moment for intervention to like almost get in a fight. It's like
it was the intervention she set up.
Exactly. It was almost like, okay, Boogie, you're there, but it's like, okay, look at me guys, like now yeah. I'm gonna start a fight. I'm gonna pick this moment to curse you out and just kind of really try to start a fist fight. I felt like both of them like want the attention from Boogie in a way. I feel like that's
a good prediction.
So you think that they were both battling and this was an equal kind of thing going
on? Absolutely, because I feel like one of them could have stopped and said, whether it was Brianna Kristania, and said, you know what, right now is not the time for this. I'll check you, I'll deal with you later. It's like, you guys just had to do it right there.
Yeah. Shells, you do not know Brianna.
Well, I know
anytime, and you please.
And that's
on
why
site.
I feel like she's very insensitive, because even in the car, she was like, I'm sorry, this isn't the moment to do this. And he was like, no, it's okay. She was like, okay, good, because I'm still... I was like...
I think Boogie actually appreciated that it took some light off of
that's
him.
That's a good like, way to think about like, it.
I don't know. Like, of course, it probably took some light off of him, but I was not feeling that whole situation as a whole, because you took the time to plan this whole intervention, and then you're bringing it back to yourself. It's not about you.
And she's like, I didn't invite her. Like,
okay.
Is this a party or intervention?
And I had to Google it. I was like, okay, Brianna, birthday. She's a Leo, so it all makes sense.
Oh,
for me now.
Okay. You could have like, led with duh. That. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. About signs. What does that mean?
So, yeah. Leos are fire signs, which I'm a fire sign. Aries, where y'all at?
It's Cancer season. Calm that down.
I guess. But yeah, she's a Leo, so they're just very...
Aggressive,
bossy, leader-like mentality, you know, fire signs.
Okay. Insensitive, Brianna. Selfish. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's true.
I just, like, I thought it was weird, because to me, she said to Kristania, I'm a person, and you can say, and it was like, but girl, you don't like me. If I know that you don't like me.
Absolutely.
I'm going to, Kristania said, I said hi to you when you came in, like I said
and that's
hi.
All we
and
need.
That's all that needed to be
Brianna
said.
Was too busy saying, I love you. And I'm like, okay. You. Okay.
I love you. Her voice so
and then she just sat down. I'm like, okay.
I'm just saying that, like, it just wasn't the appropriate time, and it was for no reason. You're upset because she didn't tell you goodbye. You don't even like her. Y'all almost got into a fight not too long ago, and then you went to, like, put hands up. And I'm the type of person, like, okay, cool. We're going to argue. We can argue all day long.
Right.
But why are we going to fight? Like, there's
physically,
too much to lose.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we're women. Like, why are we, at the end of the day, we need to come together. Like, why are
and
we
what are
this?
You really fighting over?
And can you imagine someone you know doesn't like you say, come, give me a hug? It's like, why
like,
would I want to be that close you, to you and
I feel
touch
like you?
You
might, like, choke me.
Absolutely.
Or pull my hair,
yeah. Absolutely.
You're unstable and we almost fought before.
Absolutely.
So maybe a handshake, a pound, or.
No, a wink. A head nod, sup. Something.
A head sup. Nod.
A piece. Dominique in the live chat says, Brianna is a bully, and I completely
she is
agree
a bully.
Like, there's no other word for it.
And actually, Kristania said that. She's like, she's a bully. And then Brianna's reaction was, I'm gonna show her a bully. She called me a bully.
She said, yeah. No, she said, a bully, I'm going to bully her every time I see her. That is so
that's
childish.
So yeah.
That's a
and then she called her fat. Style. And I'm like, but Brianna.
Oh, stop.
Y'all probably were the same size.
Sis.
And she, and Kristania's defense, first off, I think that she looks amazing with or without the weight on her. She's a short girl. She's like 5'2", 5'3". And there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of weight on you. Because, Brie. You got to be in a double digits, mama. Like, you can't talk about
it. We're not going to body. We don't body shame when you're not.
Thank you.
Up
to
par.
Don't body shame at all.
Yeah, let's just not do that. Let's just not put other women down about the way that they look.
Yes.
About how your character is, about how you act towards people.
That's different.
That is totally different. But, like,
when it comes to looks, it's just like, no.
And then to say, I'm going to bully her every time. That, to me, that is, it's not to go deep, but I feel like there's some underlying issues of. Just enviness or anger that needs to be she needs to check
you
into
can
somewhere.
Tell,
like,
so did you guys peep that Adonis was there on site?
Yeah.
In the middle, breaking it up. Brianna said, Get your hands off. Why is this man touching me?
Uh-huh. I know.
I think
him.
He was
why
trying
he
to
touching me?
Break it up. But did you hear him say, if I would have touched you, you would have been on the ground. Or, yes. like, I was just like, bro.
I can't stand men like that.
I mean, it just was an unnecessary.
It was kind so of unnecessary.
All of them are toxic, clearly. All of them.
Growing yes. up toxic should be
Thank
that.
Thank you.
So let's move on from Brianna's like the commonality in a lot of these things this episode. Yeah. So you know, we saw last week with Brianna and Pep, and they had a party at Pep's house.
The Sage.
And yes, they had a party at Pep's house, and then Pep and Dame got into it. Yeah. And then Pep was not invited to the intervention. She was not there.
She wasn't.
Pep wasn't there. Egypt wasn't there. TT wasn't there. They said, throw the whole family out.
Right.
Get out.
Nobody can come.
I rescind your invitation. Like, you cannot come at all. And she was actually really upset about that. But did you guys feel she was in her right to be upset, or was she just doing, was she just being Pep?
She was just being Pep. But also, okay, this is where the whole family friend thing comes into play. I'm glad that they're close, but some things are just not meant for everybody yeah. outside of the family.
Yeah, I agree.
Even the people that were there, some of them, I felt like not everyone had to be there.
Oh, like Ava's boyfriend?
Yes. There's other like people. Why? Like, what would it look like if Pep was there? Or if Egypt was there? It's like, no, none of them need to be there. Like,
I feel like it was, they were trying to be like, not like, like, yes, concerned, but more nosy and wanting to see how it all went
nosy,
down.
Nosy. It's none of
getting
their
more
business.
Scenes in on the
like,
show.
We'll let you know once he does better.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Since you want to bring champagne and not get the memo, you know what I'm saying? We'll just,
oh yeah,
we'll separate you. And I just don't understand why they feel like they need to be in that. I don't get it.
I felt that moment Pepper was like, another person being selfish. It was about me. Like, why wasn't I invited? Like, I'm so hurt. So if you were so hurt, then why did you give him a drink? As you can see, which was Dame Dash's biggest issue, your drink set him over the edge.
Yeah.
So what are you yes. hurt about? Were you hurt because you weren't invited and you wanted to be involved, or because you wanted to be a part of his recovery? Because you were a part of him, like, going downhill, actually.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Shelz. Like, that was absolutely selfish. Like, the whole action of it was, like, why didn't you invite me? Why can't I be there? Like, she was selfish. Her unit was selfish. Like, pull that thing back, Pat. It was sitting right
unit.
On top of the eyebrows.
The synthetic
right
of it
here,
all.
Right
across.
On top of the eyebrows.
Give me synthetic vibes, sorry.
And, like, y'all can't afford tweezers.
Okay,
you know?
So, yeah. Pep was being... And I just thought it was weird that she would just want to be invited to that, especially after she didn't make up with Dame. And her conversation mm-hmm. with Boogie went absolutely, positively nowhere.
South. Like, but also, why would you want to be... If it's something as serious as that, yeah. it may not be meant for you to be there.
No.
Like, I really don't understand.
Because I could see, like, Dame and Pep getting into it that
oh,
night at the
goodness.
Intervention. That would have
yeah.
just been crazy, and everything would have just kind of spiraled out of control of that. I don't like the way they're acting like this is a party. Like,
yeah.
why wasn't I RSVP?
Like, it was
a
type of event or
I had
something.
A plus one.
Like, I didn't get to save the date for Boogie's.
Have my outfit plan and everything.
Exactly.
And if I was Boogie walking into that, I'd be like, so everybody's here? The room would have been packed.
Yeah, it would have been too...
That's too much. I would have broken
it's like pictures going on, like Snapchat filters.
Yeah.
Like.
Who I thought would be actually bothered by not going didn't seem too bothered. TT didn't seem too bothered about not being there. And, you know, she
Maybe
is...
Maybe she knows her place.
She rarely does. She
I know.
Usually
yeah.
brings the drama.
She usually
hope
does.
Keep her hope alive.
Speaking of the drama, did you see her reaction to Angela and Romeo? We have to talk about Angela and Romeo every episode.
Pretty much.
We just have to.
Angela and Romeo, their trip to Orlando and sitting courtside, and we see Egypt play in the video, and she's like, don't play it again.
I thought that was funny.
I thought
that
was
hilarious.
Funny. She seemed in her feelings. No? Didn't anybody pick the
She'll
vibe
be okay.
of that?
We're not here for Romeo and TT.
Never.
There's no Romeo and TT hashtag. You're
no.
absolutely right.
No.
If you go to look it up, you will not find it.
At all.
No. There
Sorry,
was
girl,
not
let
a
it go.
One person. So, yeah, we saw Romeo and Angela in Orlando the rest of their trip, the part two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw the hotel room door close, which mm-hmm. is very... sensational.
It was
considering
I don't think
the two.
In that
I don't
think anything happened either.
They ate dramatic. Some cold fries, like
yeah, and like chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
from McDonald's.
I mean, Wisdom Smurf.
yeah,
Romeo calls him Wisdom Smurf. Gave some really great advice, and he really shed some light on her situation and
mm-hmm.
where he wants to be in that. I tell you guys every week, I think that they're trolling us.
I think so too.
I think so too.
A bit. But I do think that the friendship is super authentic. The friendship is super real. Like, they can kind of understand each other. Who else could you relate to if you grew up in front of the camera or grew up in the spotlight
right.
most of your life and your dad is a hip hop mogul? And, you know, who
they
else can really relate
that.
To that? There's not many people on earth that can relate to this.
Right. They both come from big families.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, both had like some form of like reality TV,
mm-hmm.
sitcoms, you know. I could see it, but
both
I
business
still,
people.
Yeah,
I
think as far as like the hotel scene, I don't think they did anything.
No.
But have they done anything in the past ever in life? probably.
No, because remember, she's been a virgin for a million years. So
can we get into that? Can we get into Angela?
Do you want to do that?
Okay. Absolutely.
So let's preface.
We're ready.
I want to preface this for everyone that's watching. Yes. To know that it's we all came to this conclusion together, kind of gave each other a look and agreed that it was some fraudulent type of behavior. Mm-hmm. In this episode Talk from Angela, mm-hmm. and like it just kind of felt very, it just wasn't genuine to me.
No,
in dealing with her sister, and even in dealing with Romeo. So, with her and Vanessa, we saw them talking about potentially doing their business together, and her coming in and telling Vanessa that she could not actually work with her because of her contract with non compete with Coogee. Yeah, thank you so much. What did you guys think about that scene?
So, at first I thought it was dramatic, but then I had to kind of, like, relate it to me and my own sister. Mm-hmm. And, like, the quarrels that we might have every now and then. Sometimes I think that she's being really dramatic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she might think the same of me. But in this situation, I'm actually Team Vanessa. And not because I'm not feeling Angela at the moment, but just because I feel like, Angela, this is your sister. From what she's said in the series right now, she's saying that she's rarely has time for her. So I feel like when that is family, you do make a certain amount of time mm-hmm. for your family. So mm-hmm. communicate. Like, why are you putting so many things before that? Especially if she knew. Like, granted, she knew about Coogee before the, you know, previous deal that she had with Vanessa, but why? Like, I don't understand.
I think that Vanessa is inconsiderate.
Yeah.
I think she is not considerate of her sister's feelings. I feel like
Wait,
she's...
Wait, Vanessa or Angela?
I'm so sorry. Angela. Oh, I Team like, Vanessa. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Angela's inconsiderate. I feel like she's not sensitive to her sister's feelings. I feel like there are a bunch of excuses. I feel like where there's a will, there's a way. Like, you make time for what you want to make time for. And I feel like she's just shooing her off, which is absolutely rude. Like, just keep it 100 with her. If there's, like, JoJo, where they were talking, like, there absolutely has to be an underlying issue. And Angela's just, like, pushing her off because she probably has some, like, internal, like, resentment or anger. Maybe. That they're not really talking about.
Because Vanessa's the really cute one.
That's another good theory too, because even
she's an older sister. I have an older
me
listen,
too.
Solange has an older sister. I have a big sister. Mm-hmm. It's difficult when your older sister is like freaking gorgeous and you're like in a weird kind of state.
Kylie,
like, no offense.
Everyone feels that sisterly thing that happens.
I didn't think it was that, but you guys have
it
a point.
I have an older sister who's fabulous. Like,
I just
that,
think
so
and I think
annoying.
She's always I think she knows that Vanessa's a little more sensitive to than her. And I feel like she's always rude to her. Like, no, I didn't want to go. So, like, if I had to cancel everything, like, bro.
Stop, because you know her voice is hella deep. But we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. What I didn't like is that, you know, Vanessa is continuously being denied. You see her kind of putting out, like, mm-hmm. let's do this thing together. Let's do that together. And maybe for us it's a disappointment because what we're used to seeing from them as viewers is them always being together, them working together. They had their pastry line.
Yeah.
They've
yeah.
done a bunch of ventures together. And we saw, that's what we're used to seeing. And who doesn't want to see sisters collaborate and,
right.
you know, work and make money? But Vanessa is talking about the continuous denial. For example, like when she spoke about her not being a no-show to the fashion show, and her thing was like, I had a meeting, and
like,
you know
that was not a good
you
reason.
You had a fitting. You were supposed to be there, but this was something you're supposed
to do.
You also
had a cell phone. Like,
yes, and what got to me and what really just made me be like, I'm really kind of just done, is mm-hmm. the whining aspect. Please do not whine.
Please.
When you are trying to,
like,
explain yourself. Like, don't whine. Like, they kind of went into, like, little kid mode. You ever, like, fight with your siblings and you go back to, like, mm-hmm. when you were
back
little
and
kids
forth.
And you're just mm-hmm. like, whatever, your breath stinks.
Right.
So she kind of went into, like, little kid mode to me and started whining. And it's like, you're the bearer of bad news. Like, be sensitive mm-hmm. to the fact that she's going to be upset. You went in there. You probably knew that she was going to be upset. Mm-hmm. You felt conflicted about the situation mm-hmm. because you knew what it was going to probably entail. So her being upset should not be something new to you.
And then
she walked out the room.
It was just kind of like, what do you want? What do you expect me to do? Like, I was, bro. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do Angela's voice.
We're not
going to
do that. Yeah.
We're not.
Well,
but
Dominique in the live chat says both of them are beautiful.
In their own way. In their own way, I think that they both are. I actually think I'm here for Angela.
Yeah.
What I'm
just
not.
Vanessa Moore.
Yeah. Vanessa Moore. And, you know, I'm here for Angela and her fitness, and her body doesn't change. So I was trying to figure out, that's not what we're talking about. But I think they're both beautiful in their own way. I love their different, unique looks. And I think it's time for Vanessa to step out in her own, out the show.
I think so, too.
You know what was crazy to me? Is that she got some good advice from JoJo. I was looking like, JoJo,
yeah.
you have grown up. You gave some solid advice. Like, okay, what it is, we're going to get in this room. We're going to talk. So let me, all three of us, like, we're going to handle this. And I was just like, wow, really shocked, because sometimes when, if you're a man in a family of a lot of women, you don't really want to get in the middle of any of that stuff.
He was like the voice of reason. Like, he brought a lot of, which men do, bring a lot of logical information to emotions.
Sometimes.
Okay, sometimes. He brought the logic versus the emotion that Vanessa was giving him. And I really like to see JoJo in that space.
He's also, like, kind of the middle child, too.
Yeah.
Because I know we have, like, the younger siblings, like Russi and Diggy. But he's kind of the middle child.
Wait, isn't it Vanessa, Angela, and then JoJo? And then
And I'm middle child, so I understand.
Yeah, so sometimes they just have a different perspective. I'm the baby, though, so.
Middle children are very independent, have better perspectives, and usually have the best sibling. So
the youngest is actually the best, talented child. They're the blessing that has come into your life and made it better.
You guys had the best life because the first siblings, they were really strict on, and they didn't really care about you guys at the
end. No one told y'all to do all that, you know?
I'm great. At least y'all know
the oldest is just the smartest, so we can say that.
No, they're the most irresponsible.
Bossy. They're the bossiest ones.
Yeah. I don't know. My oldest is kind of irresponsible, so I don't know. That's just my situation.
Yeah, she never.
Kim Kardashian's also a middle child, and we see her and Chris. I mean, just to put that out there.
A whole legacy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
agree.
But I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. And I'm also excited for our special segment. This is like my favorite part of the show, just to let you guys know. So this is our special segment. It's called Glowing Up Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. So where we break down the best looks and pick our favorites from this episode. Ladies, this one was a little difficult because usually we have a large focus on fashion. We have some type of fabulous event in which we go to. We were in people's houses. We were in a hotel room.
We were sitting down. I loved her hoodie. I loved her sweat.
They were in the dark.
We were in
the
office. Yeah. We were at the beach. We weren't too spectacular, but what were your thoughts on the looks tonight?
It was just hard because, like you said, like we just saw them either sitting down in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. I remember there was like a B-roll shot of like their calf muscle, like a leg, and I was like, okay, what is this right here?
It was a shoe cam.
I guess. I didn't really see any shoes. I was I see socks, flip-flops. No. But as far as, like, my pick for glowing up, I would just say Brianna, actually. She redeemed herself from last week. Yes, I said it. Brianna
has Jay Lamar Howard.
I know. But here's why. You could probably vouch for me. There was when she was talking behind the scenes. This blonde wig with the bang unit.
That was what I.
It was cute. No. It was cute. Like with her, her lip looked more moisturized this time. It was like this purple glittery lip, and I liked it. The freckles were popping. She had the nice bronzer.
I love her freckles, though.
But as far as outfit, I couldn't see it. But shoulders and above. It was cute.
So her glam, then you're a fan of
the glam,
because nobody was really dressed.
Glowing. She was glowing a little bit, in that behind the scenes.
I stand
by what I said.
I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Boogie because he gave us like intervention chic, like kind of in
you
a way.
You liked the fur?
I kind of did. Like he gave us looks for intervention. Like even the
denim
second
with the fur,
and even the second one when he was at the actual rehab center, like he had like some track pants on, like a jean jacket. He was still trying to give us some looks, even though he was spiraling out of control.
I liked his outfit, and I like that he wears like he has that fax. It's his like brand, and I like the shirt. I liked his interview look. It was like a black fax. I like that one.
Yeah.
But my pick, I'm gonna go with Vanessa because I really enjoyed her. I always pick Vanessa, right?
Yeah.
I just like her fashions. I really enjoyed the shorter bob that she had when they were in the office, and also her top. I don't know if that was a dress or not, but it was like multicolored and it has like stripes. I thought it was really nice on her. I thought it was like super cute, and her nails are really cute.
Yeah, she's always cute.
She's a cute girl.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Which that's my pick. And I usually have an honorable mention, but
everybody.
So no one's gonna choose Ange.
No. She had on a gray t-shirt this episode. Like, what do you
mean? Well, I mean, like, the behind the scenes, like, when she's talking to the, what's it called?
Confessional. Her glam is always great, though. I will give Angela that. Yeah. Like, her glam is always great to me.
She had a gray t-shirt on.
But the confessional.
But that's not a new look for us.
Because that's what Brianna gave
this
us,
look.
You know?
We've seen this look, though. I've seen it for the last 3 years.
You're just not team Angela.
No, I'm just not team. I'm about to give credit for the look I've seen for the past 3 weeks.
True.
Her makeup and hair is always great. Her hair is always phenomenal.
Her hair is
so
always.
So it's like, no, I'm not even a point to even mention that. So you guys ready for some news and gossip?
Let's do
it. Yes, team report.
TV news.
I love how you just
team report.
So look at this gentleman here. This is Romeo.
Snazzy.
This weekend at the MTV Movie Awards, TV and Movie Awards, Movie and TV Awards, sorry. He actually caught up with The Shade Room, and they asked him, you know, what's going on with him and Angela. We talked about this. Jamie's looking at me because we talked about this week, buzzing about it. And he gave them a quote saying that me and Angela are great friends, and I think people me and Angela are great friends, and I think that people who just want us to be together, just like characters on their favorite shows. And then he goes on to say that we gotta live our lives. She just had a baby. We have awesome chemistry, but they're just friends,
I guess.
And then he ended it with, make sure to watch Growing Up Hip Hop.
Oh, troll. See, what a plug.
See, yeah, he's definitely trolling. I'm sorry. Angela has a toddler by now. That baby's not a baby anymore.
The baby's not a baby?
No, is it the baby at least a year by now?
I don't know how to keep up with that child. I mean, the
after
child.
About a year and a half to 2 years, you're considered a toddler, not a baby.
Romeo's response was very like, we messed around. It was what it was. Now we're moving on.
No, but he even said in the episode, she didn't just have a baby. She had a whole fiance. Like, she was about to marry the guy. So this is a very serious situation that she's no longer in. Speaking of marriage, do you have that picture of Brianna? Look at Brianna and her dad, Kenzo.
Ken don't.
Oh, that was.
That's her dad.
Yesterday, Kenzo and Mary J. Blige. Divorce has finally become official. She is a free woman.
Thank God. Because he wanted everything.
He wanted everything. Is there a picture of Mary and Kenzo? Yeah, there they are. So they were a beautiful couple. Like, everyone really did enjoy them. He managed her for basically a decade, as long as they were married.
He managed to cheat, too.
But with their artist, Star Trell. Steal your man. I don't know. Spent what close to $250,000 on that artist. We have heard no music from her or anything. I don't even know what this looks like. But a lot of people are saying that he's responsible for some of the worst decisions in her career. For example, that Burger King commercial. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Get some chicken and lettuce. Remember that? I'm sorry. It was catchy, but it was horrible. And also a failed charity that they ended up owing money for, and they couldn't say where the donations had actually gone.
Lord.
This guy has taken her through the ringer, taken her money. She's had to file for bankruptcy.
He looks like trouble.
It's the light eyes. You got to watch them with the light eyes.
Absolutely. And, you know, during that time when it just first popped up, just quickly, I had a chance to interview her on the red carpet for Dear Mama.
Awesome. Yeah.
And she seemed like very, like, somber, like, she didn't care if people asked her about the divorce. She was willing to talk about it, but it was just like such a like dark and sad place. And I just felt for her in that moment. Whoa. So I'm so glad it's finally over for her.
No more drama in her life anymore.
No more drama. But Mary is, what we know about Mary is that she's a survivor. And I wonder if they're going to take off from Brianna's thing, Mary J. Blige, stepdaughter. Because she's not your stepdaughter anymore.
Can you please let it go?
Please.
Like, let that go. Let that go. Mm. So that is our news and gossip today. Mary's a free woman.
Go, Mary.
Can't wait to hear the album. Did you know every time Mary breaks up with somebody,
no,
he gets
some
fire.
No more pain.
Y'all Destiny Child. Right? Y'all matching with the black and everything, too.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You just need one more. Just one more.
I'm sorry.
You can be in the middle.
Next time. We'll plan this out better.
Right.
So what's going on with our fan shout outs, Jamie?
Oh, my goodness. So you guys on Twitter, we love when you guys hashtag Growing Up Hip Hop. Make sure to also hashtag ABTV for AfterBuzz TV. And you can also tag us. But I want to get into these tweets.
Yes.
So Stephanie says, from the combo between Pep and Boogie, I think Dame is the reason for Boogie's issues. Not intentional. And he's just being a parent, but you can see the pressure he puts on Boogie to live up to his legacy. Mm. Boogie can't handle it. Grown Up Hip Hop. What do you guys think of that?
I think so, because if you go back to the Breakfast Club interview with Damon Dash, he seems like very driven for that. Like when he was getting into it with Envy, it was like, you're not setting up a lifestyle for your son. And it's like, you know, I forgot the tagline that everyone was using. Yeah, about being a man. And I can definitely understand that. Like, can you imagine the pressure he puts on him off the camera at home? Like, I'm Dame Dash. Like, what are you doing out here doing drugs? Like, you know, you gotta fulfill. I can just see it. So she has a great point.
I'm a disagree.
What?
I'm gonna disagree. I didn't see a point in watching this entire show where he told him to be me. Being a Dame Dash is something that's not gonna come again. Like being a Diddy is something that's not gonna come again. They were the first of their kind.
No, not with Diddy. The Diddy's son Justin is Combs? Very close to yeah. being his son. I mean his no, dad. No,
Justin. What's
okay, the dark skin so, one? Yeah. That's Justin.
So,
that's Justin.
So let me finish and explain. So it's more like the legacy of what that is. Mm. Like they don't have to do all that like to become that. Like he's Diddy's son and that gave him enough credibility. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so like, he doesn't have to do much more because he's doing a little bit and y'all are super impressed. Like he's not doing a whole lot.
I mean,
I'm very impressed, Boogie.
I don't think Boogie, like I don't think Dame wants Boogie to be in his legacy. I think that Dame wants Boogie to just not be a screw up. And that's really all that he wants.
Yeah.
But Boogie's into music on his own. I don't ever hear him talking about doing any music with his dad or any collaborations or anything like that. So, no, I do think that his dad is his issue. I don't think it was Pat.
Yeah. Just to bounce off of what Felicia said, I do think that Dame has some involvement on why he is the way that he is.
Oh, for sure.
Because every he's growing up does. Like mm-hmm. that. Like it's like you want your parents to be proud of you, but you also want to be like your parents, but better. Mm-hmm. And so I think that affected him. And I remember he even said with the therapist, he was like, it's always me. It's always being by myself. So I was like, he probably feels really alone. And that's probably why he's been seeking out other things to, you know, fill that void.
And just with growing up, I think with growing up privileged, like they just have access to so many things so much younger than the average child. So it's like between having access and then feeling, like you said, isolated, alone, someone is strange. It's like I've never seen too many great situations come from children that have the privilege or a Disney star, so to speak, as well. So I think his spiral comes a lot from parenting and access.
But we wouldn't know who Boogie was if this that without this show. Known. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, but yeah.
Okay, well, next tweet. So this one is all about Brianna. She was a huge character this episode. So it says, I would have put the paws on Brianna for talking to my mother like that. Punch, punch. TF? You know what that means. Going on, Egypt?
Thank Grown you, up China.
Look at all those emojis. So
I like the eyes.
Right. Well, that was the face I was making. But Brianna, not only was she kind of reckless last week, but she was reckless this week trying to put her paws on everybody else. So what do you guys think about that? Would you have put your paws on Brianna for talking to your mother like that? Or do you feel like it was necessary?
Egypt's like 12. Like, stop trying to make her fight. Like, that's not even her personality to even fight. Like, and why does it have to be the paws? Like, your mama came up there and acted a whole daggone fool. Like, not no offense. And she brought it. Like, it wasn't like it came to her door. She brought it. Like, she was hella disrespectful and bringing the champagne. Why are you bringing the champagne? Yeah. Boogie's there anyway. Can Boogie have a sober night of fun?
Right.
Penny pet?
Please. And you know what sober means? Like, I didn't understand it.
And it was also Brianna's event, like, or her thing, her cleansing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I understand why she would be upset and why she would be like, nah.
I just feel like Brianna's a ticking time bomb. Whatever scenario you put her in, she's like always.
She's a Leo.
Tick,
tick, boom.
She's always on edge.
Comment your emojis down below or in the live chat. We want to know who y'all are.
Yeah, no, we want to know everything.
And we will judge.
We want to know everything. Mm-hmm. Tell us everything. What you think about everything. We want
everything.
To
so this next tweet that's up says, from Natasha says, Mary needs to put a cease and desist on them using the tagline, Mary J. Blige's stepdaughter, grown up hip hop. Felicia said this earlier, and I have to agree because who are you? You know, I don't want to keep saying who, but what do you guys think?
Yes.
They just going to put ex-stepdaughter, like, next episode or maybe not.
That's bringing their relevancy.
Yeah.
Because we honestly would not have known who this girl was. They should put embezzling ex-husband's daughter of Mary J. Blige. Then we'll be like, oh, okay, makes sense.
Kind of like they did for, like, you know, Basketball Wives and things like that.
She went from rags to riches. Crazy thing is I tried to find a photo of those two online. I could not find a photo of Brianna and Mary J. I searched all day.
Interesting.
Apparently they used to be really
close.
So
really quick, though, what are your predictions for next week?
Ooh, predictions. Well, I think, because we saw the preview for next week, I think that Brianna is going to confess to Boogie. Do I think it's going to work out? Nope.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see next week. Thank you guys so much for watching AfterBuzz here on the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show. I'm your host, Felicia Michelle. You can find me at It's Felicia Michelle on Instagram. Where I can find you guys?
I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Instagram at It's Jamie Gray or IG Jamie Gray.
It's your girl, Shells Yvette, and you can find me on Twitter at Shells Yvette _ that Shells with a C and a E for Yvette.
Thanks so much for watching.
Guys.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.